And then in the middle will be my translation of Kid Gloves. And then after that will come the letters that came after the publishing of Kid Gloves, mainly in 1981 and 82. So on the right is the last letter my mother has from Ana. And in these letters from Brazil, so at this point she had already moved back to Brazil, is that they have a different tone. They're about her sort of adapting back in Brazil and figuring out what she wants to do professionally. And she also has great success with her last collection of poetry and kind of is navigating that. It's a success she doesn't quite know how to deal with. In the book, I also plan to include the photos that my father took of Ana. My dad was a photographer at the time, and every time she'd come, he'd take photos of her, and I just think they're really special documents. And then for the cover of the book, I would plan to use a drawing that my mother did recently named after Kid Gloves on the left, and then use the original 1980 cover that my mother did on the back of the book. So it's very much a family project. Okay, and then now I'm going to read a bit, but I need to take some water. So I'll read a little bit first in Portuguese. And I'm going to read from the epilogue, actually, the end of the book. And the first line is actually in English, and then the second line is in Portuguese, more or less the same idea of what's expressed in English. And so in my own translation, I maintain that. I keep the Portuguese. Epílogo. I'm going to pass around in a minute some lovely, glossy blue picture postcards. No minuto vou passar para vocês vários cartões postais belos e brilhantes. Esta é a mala de couro que contém a famosa coleção. Reparem nas minhas mãos, vazias. Meus bolsos também estão vazios. Meu chapéu também está vazio. Vejam, minhas mangas. Viro de costas, dou uma volta inteira. Como todos podem ver, não há nenhum truque. Nenhum alçapão escondido. Nem jogos de luz enganadores. A mala repousa nesta cadeira aqui. Abro a mala com esta chave mestra em cerimônias do tipo. Se me permitem a brincadeira. A primeira coisa que encontramos na mala, por cima de tudo, é, adivinhem, um par de luvas. Eilas, pelica, coisa fina. Okay. And then the translation, I'll read a little bit more of it. Epilogue. I'm going to pass around in a minute some lovely glossy blue picture postcards. No minuto vou passar para vocês cartões postais belos e brilhantes. This is the leather suitcase that contains the famous collection. Notice my hands, empty. My pockets are also empty. My hat is empty. Look, my sleeves. I turn my back, I spin completely around. As all can see, there is no trick, no hidden trapdoor, nor any deceiving light games. The suitcase rests on this chair here. I open the suitcase with this master key in ceremonies like this, if you allow me such a game. The first thing we find in the suitcase, on top of everything, is, guess, a pair of gloves. Here they are, kid gloves, a fine thing. I put on the gloves, left hand, right hand, perfect cut. That reminds me. A young artist, lost in the elegant Berlin of the Belle Epoque, alone, looking in vain for pleasure. A clamorous group of skaters pass by, and a woman in white drops her glove, a glove with six padded buttons, white, long, perfumed. The young man runs, picks up the glove, but reluctant as to whether he should accept the challenge or not. In the end, he decides to ignore it, keeps the glove in his pocket, and goes back walking to his hotel through poorly illuminated streets. But I'm digressing from my purpose tonight. Later, if there is time, I will conclude this fantastic story in which even a Neptune carriage, a giant bat that smiles and always runs away, and an ocean of foliage make a cameo. Who knows if this is not exactly that glove? However, we don't just have one here, but the pair. It's very delicate, and it contrasts with this black suit. Will the leather valise contain various toiletries? No, my friends. As all can see, by gently rotating the chair on which it rests, the valise only contains paper, cards, dozens, maybe hundreds of postcards. Strange valise. And now, attention. With my gloved hands, one moment while I button up one of them, and then the other, carefully, there's no trickery here. I adjust my wrists like this. Now, with these hands at random, I pick the first postcard, which I contemplate for a moment under the light. There is a reflection, but I see here a woman drowned in reeds. I hand the first card. Please, please, pass them around. The second card, the Atlantic Avenue. Go on passing them. Cadillac in Acapulco. Carmen. Pompidou Center. Church in Alabama. Castle seen from the Orient. Two cupids in sunglasses. The jewelry thief and the Duchess. Oh, and this one here, Fred Astaire and Lady Be Good, or Don't Misbehave Girl. Nostalgic. And a Marilyn. Oh, and here on the beach in Clacton, with Bingo and Fish and Chips.